Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts gathered here this morning be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. High in the mountains, where the clouds lay like cotton balls on the ground, is the city of Noel. And the walls around that city are pure white. And when the sun shines on them, they sparkle. And the gate is made of pure silver. And the posts beside the gate are red and white striped, like peppermint candy sticks. Inside the city is a town square, and in that town square is a Christmas tree that is decorated all year long. But more important than the tree is the brass torch. For on it, the keeper of the flame lights the candle every Christmas Eve, bringing warmth and light to the whole world. Well, up on a hill outside of Noel lives a young boy, Alexander, with his mother. And every year they go to the city of Noel to see the lighting of the Christmas torch. But these past few years, the long journey has been too difficult for his mother, and he has gone alone. It is a week before Christmas, and Alexander bursts through the front door of their cottage, says, "Mother, have you heard? The keeper of the light is choosing someone new to light the torch this year." "Oh, I wonder how he will choose that," Mother wondered. "He is said that whoever brings the truest gift of Christmas will light the torch." "Oh," Alexander said, "I wish I had something I could give." His mother came and wrapped her arms around him and said, "Oh, Alexander, I couldn't be more proud of you if you were the keeper of the flame himself." Well, Christmas Eve morning dawned bright, and Alexander was up early, preparing for his trip, putting things in his pack, and his mother gave him a whole loaf of bread and a chunk of cheese and a jar full of hot cider. And as they stepped outside, the snow began to fall. And his mother reminded him, "Alexander, it will be late when the lighting is done. You cannot come home. Stay in the city church overnight. And then I will expect you back midday tomorrow." Then she gave him an extra cloak because of the snow. And Alexander kissed his mother goodbye and headed down the hill. Alexander walked for most of the day. And then in the distance, he heard the bells in the church ringing, calling people to gather for the lighting of the Christmas torch. Now, it was important for everyone to know that once the lighting ceremony began, the gates closed and would not open until it was over. And so Alexander, knowing this, quickened his step toward the gate. And as he approached the gate, he noticed off to his right a clump of cloth, which looked like someone had dropped their cloak. came close to it and realized that there was an old man in that cloak. And he bent down and he took off his gloves and warmed the old man's face with his warm hands. And the man slowly opened his eyes and asked, "Who are you? Are you an angel?"
"I am Alexander."
"Thank you, Alexander." Then Alexander offered his hot cider. He said, "Here, this will warm you." Then he said to the old man, "I am sorry, I am too small to lift you, but I will go into the city and find help. Here." And he wrapped his extra cloak around the old man and went through the city gates. And he wandered through the town square where all the people had gathered. And he tried one and then another, and he'd pull on someone's cloak, asking them to please help because there was an old man in the snow who needed help. But nobody would leave, for they all replied, "No. If we leave, the gates will close, and we will miss the lighting of the Christmas torch." And so with heavy heart, Alexander walked toward the gate, and the gate was closing. And he looked over his shoulder, and he saw the tree and the torch. And he made his way out, for the old man could not be left alone. And the gate shut behind him. And as he made his way to where the old man had lay in the snow, all that was left was his extra cloak. The old man was gone, and the gates were closed. And it was too late to walk back home. He put his extra cloak back on, perched himself beside the gate, and wiped a tear from his eye. Then he heard a creak, and he looked up, and the gate had opened ever so slightly. And he jumped up, and he made his way in the gate to the town square, where all the people were gathered, and he looked across the square, and he saw a window where he thought he could see everything on that ledge. And he made his way, and he scrambled up and sat on the ledge. And sure enough, from that perch, he could see everything. Suddenly, a huge door opened up, and out walked the keeper of the flame. And his cloak was filled with gold threads and jewels. And a hush came over the crowd. In one hand, he was carrying a Christmas wreath. This was the symbol of Christmas to them. And in his other hand, he held a torch, a small one that was lit, that would be used to light the great brass torch. And the keeper of the flame said, "Let the offerings begin." And the people of Noel lined up in front of the tree. And one by one, they laid their gifts. But before they did, they announced loudly what they had brought. Julio stepped up. "I am Julio, the town minstrel, and I have written a song to gladden the hearts of the people at Christmas." And then he played his music. And when he was finished, he laid his pear lute under the tree. Then up stepped Marco. "Marco, I am Marco the writer, and I have written a Christmas story for people to tell in years to come." And his story was bound in beautiful red and gold letter. And he laid it under the tree.
Then Mauricio, the richest man in town, stepped up. He was a jeweler, and he held his ornament up, and the crowd gasped and applauded, for it was beautiful. It was pure gold, and in it were jewels of red and green, the color of Christmas. And everyone thought, surely this is the best offering.
When he was done, the keeper of the light looked out and said, are there any more offerings? And Alexander hung his head, for he was so sad, for he had nothing to give. The keeper of the flame then addressed the crowd and said, you have all given much, but only one has given well. Alexander, will you come up? Alexander the boy looked out to the crowd to see who else had his name, for he had not given a gift. But nobody moved. And the keeper of the flame turned and looked straight at him. Alexander, my boy, please come here. Alexander got down from his perch and made his way onto the stage. And as he came up, he realized that the keeper of the flame was the old man in the snow. And the keeper put his hands on the shoulders. And he said to the crowd, all of you gathered here this evening by walking through, and all of you have passed by me except for Alexander. In your haste to keep Christmas, you have missed Christmas. The truest gift of Christmas is yourself. The flame must burn within before it can burn without. And then the keeper of the flame turned to Alexander and said, light the torch. My boy, light the torch. And he lifted him up. And Alexander reached high and set the torch aflame. And it was said from that time on that the flame had never burned as bright or as true. My friends, Jesus said when he was here on earth in John chapter 8, I am the light of the world. He came at Christmas to this dark place to bring the light, to warm and send light across the world. But you see, later in his ministry in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus also said, you are the light of the world. Jesus came at Christmas to give this light so that it may burn within and burn without, so that others may know who he is. And light, bring light to this dark world. Now, some of you here may not have had this light yet. It is not too late. That's the good news of Christmas. We are coming to Christmas Eve, and all are welcome at the manger to receive the light. For others of us, we lost the light.
And we have been caught up in the self instead of giving of ourself. And it's not too late for us either. We still can come to the manger and receive the light. Others of us have that light, and it is time to light the flame and burn bright so that others may see and hear and know the warmth and love that Jesus has brought. I invite you this Christmas to be bearers of the light.